Welcome to this weekly edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain Crypto News. My name is Cindy and these were the news from September 21, 2020 to September 25, 2020. This edition is brought to you by Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech. On September 21, here were the news. Bitcoin price hits one-week low as US dollar currency index aims higher. FinCEN files, BNY Mellon processed $137 million for entities linked to OneCoin. Bitcoin hasn't seen three positive consecutive quarters since 2017. Profit-taking Bitcoin miners won't stop the next bull run, on-chain analyst. HSBC stock hits 25-year low, 5 things to watch in Bitcoin this week. On September 22, here were the news. Canada's first regulated crypto exchange Wealthsimple Crypto goes live. Bitcoin on Ethereum token TBTC relaunches following buggy debut in May. Uniswap users say uniting can strengthen Uni. IoT startup Helium floats new hardware device for mining its HNT crypto tokens. BRD is breaking into the crypto compliance game. Earth needs Bitcoin as the economy hits debt saturation point Kaiser. On September 23, here were the news. DeFi Angels, VC firms back $2 million round for data provider Dune Analytics. Parity upgrades Polkadot's underlying tech to make custom blockchain building easier. This Ethereum startup is building a DeFi firewall for institutional investors. Crypto hedge fund looks for $50 million to buy DeFi tokens amid market pullback. Origin debuts OUSD, a stablecoin that works like a savings account. On September 24, here were the news. BitGo is bringing DeFi-friendly wrapped Bitcoin to the Tron blockchain. Ex-Pantera partner's new crypto fund is not for the faint of heart. Climate startup Nori raises $4 million to solve carbon market double spending. Ocean Protocol and Balancer want to do for data what Uniswap did for coins. Bitcoin in Africa. Fast Bitcoin's partners with FlexiPin to expand global footprint. First mover, Federal Reserve, Congress play game of chicken over stimulus as market lurches. Blockchain Bytes, Maker DAO's do or die moment, Bitcoin in Africa, dollar trends up. On September 25, here were the news. OneCoin investors allege BNY Mellon aided $4 billion fraud. MicroBT sets up first offshore Bitcoin miner factory to expand U.S. market share. First mover, Tron's play for WBTC shows competition to relieve Ethereum congestion. Pantera Capital crypto funds report 100% returns amid DeFi craze. Fintech giant Plaid has a hidden passion for DeFi. OCC's first issued guidance for stablecoins brings more questions. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.